Last year, Senate Bill 567 set in motion plans for the state to intervene in Muncie and Gary schools. This year, House Bill 1315 updates many provisions in that bill, including handing the running of Muncie Community Schools from an emergency manager to Ball State University. Because the bills come only a year apart, several lawmakers in committee want to give 567 more time.
People have accepted the state coming in and doing what it's doing. You need to leave it alone until we find out if it works.
We've only been there a full year to operate under it, and I don't think that we were able to give the citizens, the emergency manager, a fair chance to get through a full school year before we come back and make changes.
When we put in systems 1 year and then the next year come back and just toss it and change it, we look like, as a legislature, like we don't really have a plan.
That's Democratic Representative Vernon Smith and Senators Eddie Melton and Karen Tallien. Republican Representative Tim Brown added Muncie Schools to Senate Bill 567 last year and has now authored House Bill 1315. He says the new bill only adds to the old bill's effectiveness.
1315 just talks about the interaction of the adults going forward. It's very specifically spelled out in 567 what the emergency manager is going to do. Whether by an act of omission or commission, the adults need to be held accountable and responsible.
Muncie lawmakers also named specific concerns on the new bill, drawn from a weekend Muncie Town Hall meeting with community members. Democratic Senator Tim Lannon says the community wants an elected school board, and Democratic Representative Sue Arrington says they're worried teachers will leave the district. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.